Welcome to League Park in Cleveland, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Willie Calm. Batting second. The shortstop, Roger Peckinpah. Batting third. The center fielder, Bill Barrett. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Bibb Falk. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Earl Schilling. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Ike Boone. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Aaron Ward. Batting eighth. The catcher, Buck Krause. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ted Lyons. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Ted Lyons. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Charlie Jameson. Batting second. The second baseman, Freddie Spurgeon. Batting third. The right fielder, Homer Summa. Batting fourth. The first baseman, George Burns. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Joe Sewell. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Bernie Nays. Batting seventh. The catcher, Luke Sewell. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Rube Lutsk. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Joe Schott. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Joe Schott. And now, play ball. Willie Calm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Calm hits a fly ball into right field. Summa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roger Peckinpah is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peckinpah hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Spurgeon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Schott fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Freddie Spurgeon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spurgeon bunts towards first. Schilling scoops it up and throws to first, with Ward covering, for the out. Jameson moves to second. One out. Homer Summa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summa hits a ball on the ground towards first. Schilling scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Summa for the out. Jameson moves to third. Two outs. George Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ward scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, White Sox. Earl Schilling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schilling takes first base on ball four. Ike Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone hits a fly ball into left field. Jameson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Aaron Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward hits a fly ball into center field. Nays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Buck Krause is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krause hits a ball on the ground towards first. Burns scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Krause for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell takes first base on ball four. Bernie Nays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Sewell. The throw from Krause and he is out, Ward applying the tag. One out. Bernie Nays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nays hits a fly ball. Nays hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is bouncing around. Barrett is chasing the ball. Nays rounds third and comes all way home with an inside the park home run. It's White Sox, 1, Indians, 1. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ward scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rube Lutsk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lutsk hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lyons fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Ted Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons hits a fly ball into center field. Nays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 0 for 1 in the game. Com hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lutsk fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Roger Peckinpah is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peckinpah is 0 for 1 in the game. Peckinpah hits a fly ball into center field. Nays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Schott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schott hits a line drive into left field. Fox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Jameson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Freddie Spurgeon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spurgeon is 0 for 0 in the game. Spurgeon hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jameson moves to second. Homer Summa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summa is 0 for 1 in the game. Summa hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Ward catches it and throws to first to double up Spurgeon. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 0 for 1 in the game. Barrett hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Sewell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Falk hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Spurgeon misplays the ball. That's an error on Spurgeon. Falk moves to second. Earl Shealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shealy is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Shealy hits a fly ball into center field. Nays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ike Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 0 for 1 in the game. Boone hits a ball on the ground towards first. Burns scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Boone for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. George Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0 for 1 in the game. Burns hits a ball on the ground towards short. Peckinpah scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Sewell hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Boone. Sewell reaches second base with a double. Bernie Nays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nays is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Nays hits a line drive into left field. Fox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0-for-1 in the game. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Peckinpah scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Aaron Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0-for-1 in the game. Ward hits a line drive into center field. Nays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Buck Krause is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krause is 0-for-1 in the game. Krause hits a fly ball into right field. Summa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ted Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons is 0-for-1 in the game. Lyons strikes out. Sewell drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Lyons out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Rube Lutsk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lutsk is 0-for-1 in the game. Lutsk hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lyons fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Schott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schott is 0-for-1 in the game. Schott hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Falk, who is chasing the ball. Schott reaches third base with a triple. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Jameson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Peckinpah scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Freddie Spurgeon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spurgeon is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Spurgeon hits a line drive into left field. Fox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 0-for-2 in the game. Com hits a fly ball into center field. Nays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roger Peckinpah is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peckinpah is 0-for-2 in the game. Peckinpah hits a line drive into center field. Nays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 0-for-2 in the game. Barrett hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Homer Summa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summa is 0-for-2 in the game. Summa hits a pop-up towards third. Com settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0-for-2 in the game. Burns hits a fly ball into right field. Boone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Sewell hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Ward settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians 1. the White Sox will come to bat. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Falk hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Summa. Falk reaches second base with a double. Earl Shealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shealy is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Shealy hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Schott fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ike Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 0-for-2 in the game. Boone hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Nays. Boone reaches second base with a double. Falk scores. It's 2-1, White Sox. Aaron Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0-for-2 in the game. Ward hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lutsk fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Buck Kraus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kraus is 0-for-2 in the game. Kraus hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Spurgeon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Bernie Nays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nays is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Nays hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Shealy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0-for-2 in the game. Sewell takes first base on ball 4. Rube Lutsk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lutsk is 0-for-2 in the game. Lutsk hits a fly ball into center field. Barrett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Schott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schott is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. Schott hits a ball on the ground towards short. Peckinpah fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Ted Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons is 0-for-2 in the game. Lyons takes first base on ball 4. Willie Kham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kham is 0-for-3 in the game. Kham hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Summa. Kham reaches second base with a double. Lyons moves to third. Roger Peckinpah is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peckinpah is 0-for-3 in the game. Peckinpah hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Schott fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 0-for-3 in the game. Barrett hits a fly ball into center field. Nays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Lyons tags and scores. Two outs. It's 3-1, White Sox. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 2-for-3 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got one RBI. Falk hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Spurgeon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Jameson hits a line drive towards first. Shealy reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Fonseca pinch hits for Freddie Spurgeon. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca hits a line drive into left field. Falk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Homer Summa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sumah is 0-for-3 in the game. Sumah hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ward scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Lou Fonseca now playing second base. Earl Shealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shealy is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Shealy hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ike Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Boone takes first base on ball 4. Shealy moves to second. Willis Hudlin now pitching. Aaron Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0-for-3 in the game. Ward bunts towards the mound. Hudlin fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Shealy moves to third. Boone moves to second. Buck Krause is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krause is 0-for-3 in the game. Krause hits a fly ball into center field. Nays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Shealy tags and scores. One out. It's 4-1, White Sox. Ted Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Lyons bunts towards the mound. Hudlin fields it and throws to first for the out. Boone moves to third. Ward moves to second. Two outs. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Com hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell can't make a play. That's a base hit. Boone scores. Ward scores. It's 6-1, White Sox. Roger Peckinpah is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peckinpah is 0-for-4 in the game. Peckinpah hits a fly ball into center field. Nays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. George Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0-for-3 in the game. Burns hits a ball on the ground towards third. Com fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Sewell hits a line drive into left field. Fox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bernie Nays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nays is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Nays hits a pop-up towards third. Com settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 6, and Cleveland Indians, 1. Goodbye from League Park in Cleveland.